Hello, my name is Bex Raven. Over my lifetime, I have discovered some life-changing ideas that have allowed me to help both myself and many, many others. And today, I'm here for you. This podcast will discuss everything from business management and daily schedules to personal well-being and why it's okay to eat chocolate cake for breakfast. So stay with me and learn how to slow down, live better, and be a happier you. Hello there. So, I don't know. I'm still in the supermarket. I'm doing the shopping. Everything's going absolutely swimmingly well until I get to the cereal aisle. And then I stand there and I have a moment of contemplation and I'm looking at the different cereals and I'm thinking, do you know what? I don't like any of them. And for some reason, I end up selecting something new, something I've never had before. And off I walk with a bag of muesli. I've never eaten muesli before. I have no idea what on earth made me decide that suddenly I was going to start eating muesli. I don't know, maybe it's an onset of middle age or something, but home I came with my bag of muesli and everything else, of course, that I went for, mostly. You know what it's like shopping at the moment. So, next day, here we go, gonna eat my muesli. And you pour the milk on, and then you have to do the six other million things that you have to do before any mother can eat breakfast. So 10 minutes later, I finally get to eat my cereal. Now, you all know you eat cornflakes or anything like that, and you've just eaten a bowl of soggy mush at this point. Well, it turns out I finally found the one cereal that a mother can eat. Because it turns out that actually leaving muesli in the milk for 10 minutes is what you need to do. Who would have known? It also turns out the muesli still tastes of cardboard. So, I've been eating the muesli for a week now. It still tastes of cardboard. And this is even the one that is so chocker full of sultanas that really it's kind of like sultanas and cardboard. But for some reason, I kind of like it. And I have no idea why anybody in their right mind would kind of like eating sultanas and cardboard. And I'm wondering if this is a side effect of slowly working my way into middle age. So is this middle age muesli syndrome? Is this something that we all go through? Now, middle age is a very strange thing, isn't it? And I have no idea exactly what it is or why it is, but I know that it is. And I know that many different people will tell you that there are different reasons for it happening. There's the thought that middle age is that point where we start to do the maths and realise that, and they call this death maths, we have less time left to live than we've already done. Well, that sounds a bit final because I'm living to at least 150. So that's not the reason. Then there's that school of thought that comes from countries like Japan that we live three different stages of life. So it could be that I'm merely passing into my next stage of life where my thoughts and my intuitions and things are changing. So maybe that's why I now like eating cardboard. Or maybe it's just that at the moment, everything around us is all being a bit weird. So adding something different is kind of useful. It changes it. But all I know is that for breakfast for the last week, I've eaten these sultanas and I've eaten this supposed whole grain that tastes like cardboard, and it's actually been quite yummy. And it's definitely a cereal that you can leave for 10 minutes while the children run you in circles, and it actually gets better. Never eat it freshly after putting the milk on, then it really is just pure cardboard. But muesli. Never thought I'd see myself eating muesli. And I'm sure there's plenty of other things that when we were younger, we never thought we'd see ourselves doing. We never thought we'd see ourselves running around hoovering the house constantly because the children had run in with dirty feet. That was just something your annoying mother did. We never thought we'd see ourselves maybe, I don't know, driving a sensible car. It was always going to be a fun one. I drive a transit van. I don't know whether that comes under the sensible car option. But it's got 6 seats and a big boot. We never thought we'd see ourselves maybe growing our own vegetables, definitely not eating courgettes. Oh my goodness, I remember telling my grandfather all the time that courgettes were like the spawn of Satan, the worst thing in the world ever. How dare he feed me courgettes? Well, now I'm growing my own. There are lots of things in life that when we're younger, maybe not even that young, we could never visualise ourselves doing. Yet as life circumstances change, we seem quite happy to do them when we get older. And sometimes those changes can be quite quick, because sometimes those changes only need to be one thing. It can be a change of job, a loss of a job, a change of where you live, a change of how you feel, a change of your physical circumstances. All of these things mean that the way you look at life, the way you feel about life, the way you interact with life, it changes who you are and how you feel, and therefore what you want to do from 1 minute to the next will be completely different, or what you have to do even will be completely different. And I think that's one of the big effects that living through the crisis we've lived through over the last few months has done. It has made us stop and it has made us change. And I think a lot of us now are able to look at life in a slightly different way. We've had to change the way we do things. I know I, for one, have learned to cook a lot better. Every time I've gone to the cupboard, it's been like one of those episodes of Ready, Steady, Cook. Everyone remember that one where you have to bring in lots of different ingredients and they go, I know, let's make a sausage casserole. And you stand there and go, yeah, but I brought bacon. And it's been good because at the same time, it's forced me to think outside of things that I would have been used to doing. Part of that's been because when you go to the supermarkets, you just couldn't get what you wanted. And part of it's been because you didn't want to go to the supermarkets too often out of safety. So it was a case of using what you had left, whilst also trying to make sure that everyone was happy. And when you're trying to keep 6 different people happy at once, it's a very difficult game. So you learn new things out of necessity, and from learning those new things, you decide that, well, actually, I can do this, so maybe I'll try something different. And life gives you these things. But what we need to do is take those things as a positive. We've learned all these amazing new things. We've learned to cope with this situation. We've developed ourselves in different ways, and we're coming out of this as a new person. Then maybe you haven't all learned to like muesli, and I wouldn't necessarily suggest that you should all learn to like muesli, but finding these different changes in our life helps us become something new. And it's good to be something new every now and again. It's good to revisit who we are, and it's good to seek out who we can be. Because sometimes we do spend a lot of life just carrying on being the same person, even if it's not who, at heart, we genuinely wanted to be in the first place. So embrace the moments when you stand in the supermarket, staring at the shelf, thinking, I don't want to eat all the things that I've been eating for years that I don't like anymore. Maybe I will try the muesli. Maybe that could be something different. Maybe there are other things in your life that you've been doing for years that you don't want to do anymore. And maybe you should grab that muesli instead. Not all muesli comes with sultanas and cardboard. Sometimes it comes with new jobs and new houses and great adventures and travels and all sorts of amazing different things. So work out what your muesli is this week. See where you need to add a little cardboard and sultanas into your life, and see where you can make that change make your life something just a little bit different. I'll see you again soon. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi with me, Bex Raven. If you'd like to know more about Wabi Sabi or any of the other topics covered, then go to my website at www.bexraven.co.uk or join in the conversation online on Facebook at the Wabi Sabi Collective. See you again soon!